Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. This is Do Radio Class. We're not talk radio. We teach you how to do things. Things that just aren't available elsewhere on the dial. Kathy joined us. Kathy called in. What a delightful surprise. And she mentioned cleaning out the refrigerator coils, and she mentioned this black goo, this black oily dust, under the refrigerator. And I believe that you'll find that in the cities. Now, that's what you're breathing. That is what's going into your lungs. And if you wonder why people are coughing, that's just one of the reasons. So, Kathy, you mentioned that, let me go to where are the coils on a chest freezer? And then we'll get into the whole house vacuum cleaner, because that grabbed my interest as well as everything else you said. So, coils on a chest freezer, they don't have them. What's happened with chest freezers is you need to have some kind of a radiating surface for the air to remove the heat from inside the box. So, really what a refrigerator is, it's a heat pump, and it pumps the heat from inside the box. So, when you pump the heat out of the inside box, meaning the refrigerator or the freezer, to the outside air, you have to get rid of that heat that is being pumped out. And the coils on the inside of what happens with a chest freezer is the coils are attached mechanically. We'll call it welded. So coils are welded to the inside of the box. And so the inside of the box becomes the surface area for the removal of the heat from inside the box. That's why it gets cold. There are no coils that you can see. They are welded to the sheet metal of the box. And then there's a layer of insulation. Typically, it's foam insulation. And the outside layer of the box is the other set of coils, the coils that get hot. That would be the condenser. That's what it's called. Those coils use the skin of the box of the chest freezer to remove the heat. So if you have a chest freezer and you want to know if it's operating and you hear the compressor running, just feel the outside skin of the box. Not the lid, but the box itself, the lower, you know, the four sides, and you'll find out that it gets warm. So what you want to do in that case is allow at least a couple inches of air circulation space around the outside skin of the chest freezer. Otherwise, you won't have the surface area to remove the heat, and the compressor will work harder. Now, it's really convenient to lean stuff up against the chest freezer. You know, dog food, cat food, all paint, all kinds of stuff. And what that does is it prevents the surface area from distributing the heat that's on that surface area to the outside air around the chest freezer. So I just wanted to share that. The last thing I wanted to talk to Kathy about, since she mentioned, this was the whole house vacuum cleaner. So, Kathy, your husband built one for you. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I think this is worth mentioning.
Well, Vince, about 20-some years ago, we built a house, and we put one in, which was much easier while you were building it. Well, when we moved, he knew how much I liked it, so he put one in a pre-existing home, which I'm sure you know is no easy feat. So he had to run all the plastic pipe, and it's got the motor and the catch, whatever it's called, for the all the dirt and the dust to go in. It's down in the basement. Uh-huh. And so I like it just because it's convenient, but I feel like I have a lot more power, and I have an outlet. I have two outlets in the basement, and I have one in the garage, so I can do the cars or the garage. I can go in there and do all that with that unit, and then I clean it every time we're done. And there's a little, we use like a little plastic brush, and when there's a screen underneath, we take the basin off and you clean that every time so that there's the dust doesn't build up in there. But yes, I do love my whole house vacuum.
Okay, so let's talk about the reason why this makes a lot of sense, Glass. Okay, when we built our house about 15 years ago, we did what Kathy and her husband did the first time when they were building a house. It's way easier to put the plumbing in for a whole house vacuum cleaner system when you're building a house, because you're going to run this 2-inch pipe in between the studs, through the studs, you know, in the basement, up to the second floor if you have one, into the garage, all those kinds of things. And you need a place for what's called the power unit. The power unit is the vacuum itself with the motor and the basket for the dust. And there's two major kinds. Or main types. One is, one uses a bag filter. So think of it like a regular vacuum cleaner with a bag filter, but it's a big bag. It's like 6 gallons. And when you fill that bag up, you just take the bag out and put another bag in. The other kind is called a cyclonic bagless, no bag type system. And Kathy, which do you have, the bag or no bag?
The no bag.
Yeah, that's what we have. And the reason to consider getting a no-bag system, Class, is because you don't have to buy these bags. Now, I don't know what the bags cost, probably several dollars a piece. And we fill those things up like crazy, well, if we had one. So we have like a 6-gallon bucket. It's kind of a translucent. You can see how much dust is in there. But what we do is we empty it, and you just won't believe how much dust gets accumulated when you have dogs and cats in the house. They seem to bring it in and spread it around. So what's really nice about a whole house vacuum cleaner system, and we built ours for probably less than $400 total. I bought a new power unit with a hose and the power head and the wands and extensions, the whole thing. Someone had it, someone bought a model home in Arkansas. And they put this thing on Craigslist. They couldn't wait to get rid of it. And I think it was like $300. And I had to buy some more pipe and et cetera, and elbows and fittings. So $400 for the whole thing, for the parts. And our son and I installed this when we were building our house. And we roughed it in so that we had everything we needed. And literally, initially, before we found this power unit, we used a shop vac. We hooked up a shop vac instead of the power unit, and you can do that, and it works. So you just turn that on, and now you have a central vacuum system with a shop vac. And we bought the shop vac for cleaning up while we were building the house. So it's one of these big units. It's like, you know, almost the size of half a garbage can, you know, big garbage can. That's how big this thing is. So that worked fine for the power unit. And then we found later on this $300 or $350 unit, whatever it happened to be. And it was a great deal. Now, if you want to get one of these installed like Kathy and her husband did after the fact, you know, after the house is built, it's going to be about $8,000. So it's a really expensive proposition later. But it's not so bad if you install it while you're building the house. And the main reason that I like the central vacuum rather than one of these pull-arounds, canister types, is because the canister type and the upright, those are dust relocation devices. They will pick up the dust, they'll put in the bag the big chunks, and the little chunks get distributed throughout the house again. So you never get rid of it with a canister or an upright vacuum. You can't. Because the way the system is designed, it goes right through the motor and comes out the bag. Well, with a central vacuum system, the exhaust for the vacuum is outside, goes outside. And ours, we have a pipe that goes outside. It's a 2-inch plastic pipe. Power that vacuum on, and out goes all the dust that is not caught by the cyclonic action of the vacuum cleaner power unit. Is that what you have, Kathy? Yours goes outside too?
Yes, Vince. And I totally agree that dust is reduced tremendously. And Vince, the other thing that I have in my kitchen, he put a, it's called a dustpan, and it's a little flap that you can sweep with a broom, and you open up the flap and it just automatically sucks all the dirt and dust right there. It's right by my kitchen cupboard where I do all my cooking and chopping. And it's just handy to keep the flour or the whatever you drop or all the debris right where you're cooking. It just sucks it right in, and then you close it with your foot, and it shuts off.
Yep. Yeah, we don't have that. I was thinking about that. What a great idea. But we just use the 35-foot hose. Now, a couple other quick things I'd like to mention. Kathy, do you know the brand name that you bought?
I don't offhand, Ben.
VacuFlow, maybe?
I think so. I think
okay,
so.
That's the one,
but I'm not
that's
sure.
The one we have.
I'll check. Yeah.
That's the one we have. And it's a really nice one, and it works very well. But I wanted to mention the power heads. The best power heads I've ever seen, I'm talking about those beater brushes that you go over carpet with. The best ones I've ever seen were made and sold under the Kenmore brand name, Kenmore, like Sears. And they were made by Panasonic. And they're absolutely positively the best. And if you have a central vacuum system, as Kathy does and as we do, you can adapt easily a Kenmore power head, and I think they're called Power Mates. I think you can adapt that very easily because I bought a couple of them. They're so good that they don't make them like the older ones. So you want one that's about 10 years old or older. And they used to be available for $30 on eBay, just the power head. Now it's more like $50 or $60, but they're the best. And the Chinese ones that come with the vacuum hose and the accessories that you can buy on eBay for, let's say, $200, they're junk. The power heads are junk. They will last about a year, pretty much like everything else that the Chinese make. Good for a year, maybe. So the best ones in the world, no question about it, in my mind, are the Kenmore older ones. I just wanted to share that. Any comments, Kathy?
You know, Vince, you made a comment about putting them in afterward, and the reason why we have a central vac is we have a good friend who installs them, and he only installs them in new homes. He only did two, and those were his kids, and he would never do another one. He did do, I take that back, he did do one for a lady, and it cost a lot to put it in, but he had to drill through the wall, and he left a mark, and he had a man come in and fix it because, you know, when you're drilling through, you just never know where all the studs are and everything. And she ended up suing him because she left a mark, he left a mark on her wall. But he said he would never do another one in a pre-existing home because it was just so difficult to do. So if you are considering one or you're going to build, do it before. Just get, even if you can't afford the unit, do like Vince did. Just get all the plumbing and everything run while everything's open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what happened with us is we were moving from Virginia to Missouri, and there was a hardware store that was going out of business. I'm talking about a hardware store / lumber yard. So it was a pretty big operation, and they couldn't wait to get rid of all this stuff. So I bought the entire nut and bolt department. That was $1,100. It was like two pickup trucks with all the cabinetry and all the compartments, and just to get it home, two pickup truck loads, $1,100 with all the nuts, bolts, screws, fasteners.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I gotta tell you, class, I find it absolutely fascinating how USA Prepares instructors, who many of whom have not met each other before. For example, I've never met Kathy. I've never met her husband. I've never met Gwyneth Isaacs. And there's some other instructors whom I've never met. But the interesting thing is we have these common threads that go through our lives. Kathy was surprised with the black goo under the refrigerator. I was, too. That was the first time I saw it, was in a home in the city. First time. I've never seen it since, nor before. Kathy and her husband put in a whole house vacuum system. Sounds like they have the same kind that we have. They picked the same ones with the same features and for the same reasons. So it's quite fascinating to me how this happens. Kathy, based on what we talked about with the cleaning the black goo from the coils, would you say that you would be concerned with that family living in that area where that black goo was inside the house? Because I don't think they're smoking up the kitchen and making fires inside and that soot coming from their efforts. I think it's coming from outside with the trucks and buses and, you know, heavy equipment. Are you concerned about where they're living just based on the air quality?
Yes, I am. And I do know that the people that they bought the house from had two long-haired cats. So I do know that was a contributing factor. But yes, I am concerned. They aren't really off of a real busy road, but I'm sure that that's a contributing factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't, but we have cats here. We've got long-haired cats, long-haired dogs, short-haired cats. We've got it all here. We've got right outside the studio window, you know, 5 feet away is a pair of cows that are, you know, cleaning the front lawn for us. They're here, you know, now it's a regular fenced-in area, so they can scratch up against the studio window if they want to. But that's not where this black gooey dust is coming from. It's coming from outside the farmhouse. It's coming from the neighborhood, if you will. It absolutely is. So, you know, yeah, long-haired cats, yeah, absolutely. You'll see some cat hair dander or cat dander and cat hair, yes. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this gooey stuff, and that's not coming from the cats. This gooey, oily stuff does not come from the cats. It comes from, you know, the outside air. And so, class, if you decide that you're going to clean your coils on your refrigerator, freezer, and you have that black goo, and you feel like calling in sometime, you know, next week or this week, I'd love to hear about that. I'd love to hear if you can correlate city dwelling and this black goo with country living and no black goo, because I've never seen it before any place I've lived. This is new. Kathy, do you have any other comments that you'd like to share with us?
Vince, I only have one other thing, and it's off of a tip of earth on a completely different direction, but actually there was two things. You had talked about putting something down on the counter, and I do the same thing with if I'm using like a bowl or something that is heavy, or I'm mixing something. I have a silicone hot pad, and it will stick right to the counter. It won't move around, and that way I don't scratch it. But you could use a towel or a different kind of hot pad. But I like the silicone because it just sticks to it, and I don't worry about the moving around when I'm trying to blend something or mix something. And the only other thing, Vince, and then I will let you go, is there's something called a brown sugar saver. And they're little terracotta clay tiles. And you put them in water. They're not that expensive. I got mine a year ago. They were like six for maybe $15 online. But you put them in water, you soak them for like 15 minutes, and you dry them. You can put them in brown sugar, like if you have bagels in an airtight container or cookies or crackers or things that tend to go stale. And then all you have to do is, every week or two, just put them in water again, and it draws the moisture out so your crackers and your brown sugar don't go stale, or your brown sugar doesn't get hard. And it really does work very well.
Interesting thought. And that's something that we have not experimented with, but it's something that I'll mention to Mrs. Vanelli after the broadcast, maybe right now at the bottom of the hour break. Kathy, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
No, that's all. Thank you, Vince. Have a good day.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's accusing Democrats of keeping states shut down because of the upcoming election day. On Twitter, the president said this morning that Democrats are keeping the states closed to hurt the economy prior to what he says will be the most important election in history. He also says his campaign is spending a lot of money to compensate for the false reporting on his administration's handling of the pandemic. Bodies found in Baja, California have been identified as missing American tourists. The victims have been identified after being reported missing last Wednesday. A third American found dead Saturday night at the southern end of the Baja Peninsula. There are now two tropical storms in the eastern Atlantic. Neither Paulette or Renee are expected to threaten the U.S. mainland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A windy weekend in Oregon as 88,000 customers of Portland General Electric remain without power. After 2 days of very strong winds, Steve Corson says those winds are continuing to make it difficult for crews to restore that power.
We've still got high winds out there, as you've reported, so crews are going to be working around that to try and restore power to customers throughout the service areas.
People in Florida's tourism industry should be feeling a bit optimistic after Labor Day weekend. Despite having to run at a reduced capacity, Orlando's major theme parks, Universal and Disney, announced they did reach that capacity on all days through the weekend. The associate dean for the University of Central Florida's College of Hospitality says that should be a good sign that the tourism industry will be coming back strong in that region. And he said as coronavirus cases continue to drop in the state, Florida will again emerge as a number one tourist destination. Today is Star Trek Day. It's the 54th anniversary of the original Star Trek series debut. Cast members from different eras of the show will be taking part in 3 hours worth of virtual panels on the Star Trek Day website to speak about diversity. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it. Oh, I know there's something else. It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, we're back. And Gene, are you in Kentucky, Gene?
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, fine. I got a comment about Central Vax. This is our third house that we put one in. First house we lived in for years, and we put a Kenmore in. And then I guess it's still there, the idiot that bought it. Hopefully he left it there. And then the second one's at the lake house, and it's a new tone. It was floor model, so we got that cheap. Because these are all put in after the house was built. And the third one is a GE brand. I bought it at a thrift store. Brand new floor model. And I called GE. They know nothing really about it. And I hate it because it's made in the 60s. It's got paper with it. But it's instead of, of course, it's got the canister you empty. Of course, they all did. But it's got this stupid flannel bag over the motor. And I don't know how to take it off. And to clean it, you have to take a shop vac to clean it. So you have to use a vacuum cleaner to clean the bag. It's the stupidest idea whoever designed this.
Yeah. No, well, here's why they do that. The problem with a central vacuum system is it picks up a lot of dirt and it flows a lot of air. It flows more than a canister or an upright, right? And because the dirt is so abrasive, you know, it's picking up dirt that comes off our shoes, okay? Dirt that the animals have on their paws, you know, that kind of thing. So the dirt is abrasive. And when it gets into the motor of the vacuum itself, the bearings get torn up by this abrasive dust and dirt, these very fine particles. It's literally abrasive. And it tears up the bearings. So to prevent that, they put this flannel bag over the motor area so that that dust doesn't get into the motor's bearings. That's why they do that.
Stupid.
So it's a protective device, but it's also a nuisance.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. When I bought this, I wish I'd let the other couple that was looking at it buy. It was only like $30. But, my goodness, I mean, it is. I could get it all in my face and that. When I crawl under the, lean under the stairwell to clean it. Oh, but none of my other units ever had that. I mean, it just had a little place and you could take a brush and you'd take something down. I forgot what I used to do, you know. But this thing, oh, my goodness. I wish I knew how to take that flannel bag off. I talked to a vacuum cleaner. Guy in Louisville, and he both got back to me, never did, because I'd love to be able to replace it permanently. I'll be able to wait to take it off, so I don't have to stand there with a central vacuum.
You can always replace the central vac, you know, power unit. It's going to be expensive, but it can be done. And the kind to get simply is the Cyclonic, C-Y-C-L-O-N-I-C,
third one,
without the bag. That's the way to go.
Yeah, really, but I have no idea that stupid bag.
Yeah. Now, when we clean ours out, it has this 6-gallon, it's like a big waste paper basket.
Yeah.
That's how big this thing is.
Yeah.
And what we do is we have a board. I put a board out there for Mrs. Finale if she's going to do it or I'm going to do it. And it's like, let's say 2 feet long. And it's 1 inch by 1 inch by 2 feet long. And we tap the side of the bucket that catches the dust, tap, 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 and all the dust will fall down that is above, you know, in the upper regions of this power head unit.
Mm-hmm.
We tap it all around it, and it falls down into the bucket. And then we wear a respirator mask, you know, one of these N95 type masks when we take it off because it's messy. You know, or it could be messy. So we do it slowly, and it works great. Then we dump it into a big trash bag.
Yeah. I used to be able to walk out with the other ones outside and, you know, I'd do a little bit on the inside and reach up under and get unscrew something and take this little thing down. But this one is a royal pain. Like I said, no ideas like this. And that heavy yellow flannel bag, I mean, I wish, like I said, I could take it off and replace it with something that's easy to clean because it about killed me when I cleaned it not too long ago. I thought I was going to die.
Now, that's why we wear the mask. Now, is this bag a reusable bag?
I don't know how to take it off. It's a heavy flannel bag that protects the motor.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know if I'll get my husband to look at it again or not, you know?
I just looked up, during the break, I looked up the power heads. You've got a power head for carpeting?
No, I had years ago. I don't use all that. I don't have carpeting. I just use the regular floor brushes.
Okay. Well, I looked it up. Now, I was able to buy ours for $30 or $40.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a couple of them in the past. And these are old. These are like 10 years old. And they're the best ones. And if you go to eBay and you type in Kenmore,
mm-hmm.
Power Mate, Kenmore Power Mate Whisper Belt, W-H-I-S-P-E-R belt. So it's five words, Kenmore Power Mate, M-A-T-E, Whisper Belt, five words.
I'm probably 30 years old, sitting in a closet somewhere. Now, the second ones I got, I like better with the Turbo Cats. They ran off of just, they didn't have to have the separate plug, you know, the plug in too. I think I sent away and got them from Vacuum Flow, I forgot. But they really worked well.
They run
but
off
I don't
the
use
vacuum.
Any of those anymore because I don't want to have carpeting, you know, I just got hardwood floor in the pile. But I just want to make that comment. I wish somebody could take this thing back. I'd love to know how many they sold. They didn't even really have much records on it because it's made in the 60s, you know. And it must have said either GE somewhere or some shop somewhere just sitting there, you know, not being used, you know. Didn't have a speck of dust on it. But whoever designed it, this engineer's.
The guys that designed that in the 60s are the same guys that designed the nuclear reactor for Fukushima.
Okay. I heard you talk about
all GE products. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, back to this Kenmore Whisper Belt Power Mate. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at one used. Now, this is probably 20 years old.
That's fine.
$50, $50 plus $50 shipping.
Did it run off?
So what I'm saying is,
plug into the another cord that ran into. But I have no need for that.
Well, you know, if you're going to do it,
if
you're going to use it for carpeting, that's really good.
Yeah, yeah, I bought it years ago. Yeah, my first house had carpeting. Yeah, so I'm going to took it out.
Yeah. So if you have carpeting, that's the thing to get. And typically, I mean, I was able to buy them for in the $30 neighborhood shipped, and now they're $100. And they're even older than when I bought them.
Yeah, because I'll never want to use them. But the Turbo Cat, I really like the Turbo Cats. I've ended up buying like two or three of those. But they're a little bulkier. But they, like I said, they just ran off of the vacuum cleaner itself, so you didn't have to do the separate little plug-in thing, you know. So that was really great. So I don't think they make them anymore or not, but I know I've got one sitting at the lake, and he probably never uses it because we don't have any kind of carpeting, you know. So I just want to make that comment.
Okay. Well, hey, Gene, thanks so much.
And thank y'all. Take care.
Take care. That was Gene in Kentucky. So, class, if you decide you want one of these Power Mate units, you'll probably find that you can buy a whole vacuum cleaner, a Kenmore used vacuum cleaner, a canister type, that comes with the vacuum, let's say a 6 or 7 foot hose, the wands, the extension, and the power head. And you might be able to find that for about $100. And that would be about the same price as just the power head. So if you can find one locally, I suggest that's what you do. Okay? And, you know, test it, make sure it works. But it is absolutely the best. And literally, it was made by Panasonic. And I don't think anyone has improved on it. So we bought a couple. I wanted to make sure that I knew that they were going to go out of production. I knew that Kenmore was failing, you know, with Sears. So I wanted to make sure Mrs. Finelli had a couple of them. And they're used. And we bought them used, and they really work great. All right, next thing, we're talking about propane tanks. So when things get even worse and you want to cook outside, do you have a grill? When you buy an outdoor grill, a barbecue grill, there are a couple of things that I think are important. Sometimes they're made with a steel base, and they're going to rust. Sometimes they're made with a steel porcelain-covered top. They rust. Sometimes they're made with a steel burner. They rust. So the best burners, what I would look for if I were buying one, the last time I bought one, it was about $100, $99 plus tax. Bought it in Virginia. And I bought it at Sam's Club. It was $100 plus, you know, maybe 5% tax back then. And they still have it. So it's probably 25 years old. I'm thinking that's pretty close. And I wanted one that had a cast aluminum head. So the area where the burner is cast aluminum. The lid is hinged, it's cast aluminum. And it's still in perfect shape. Now, of course, the paint that was on it, you know, the black paint has kind of faded and flaked off in areas. But in terms of durability, it's all there. It's still there, and it works pretty much as well now as it did 25 years ago, because I got one with a burner that is made out of stainless steel. The stainless steel burners are second best. They're not the best. The best is cast iron. But no one makes them out of cast iron, I don't think, anymore. They make them out of a cheap aluminized steel, which is going to rust. And when it does, you're going to need a new burner. Now, how much is a new burner? Well, I looked up the price of a burner for our old 25-year-old, and I think it's Duquesne is the brand. And I think they spelled Duquesne, not, it doesn't look like Duquesne. Duquesne is spelled looking like Duquesne, and it's also spelled like D-U-K-A-N-E, different spelling for the same pronunciation. I believe it's D-U-K-A-N-E, or close to that. I looked up the price of the replacement burners. Now, these are tubes with little holes drilled in them. About $100. That's what we paid for the entire grill. So the cost of parts has gone up. So what I did was it wasn't burning quite properly. So after 25 years, I took the burners out to look at them, and I soaked them in sudsy water because they had some burned-on goo. And I brushed them with a wire brush, and I used a sharp object to poke through any of the holes that were encrusted. And it's, like, almost perfect. Close enough for me, like 99-98% perfect. That's good enough for me. And it works great. So what you look for in a grill is, in my opinion, is cast aluminum head and either cast iron or stainless steel burners. Now, some burners used to be made out of brass. When you think, well, brass, that's pretty good, right? Well, the problem is brass is made out of two metals. One is copper, and that's okay. The other's lead. That's not okay, because the lead will volatilize into your food. So that's why cast iron makes sense, and that's why stainless steel makes sense. So make sure that you at least have stainless steel burners. And you might want to pick up another spare propane tank. Why? Because who knows when you can get them. You can buy them used. But make sure that it has a triangular type knob on the shutoff, because that's the new design. There's an older design that doesn't work with the modern propane grills. And also, look up the date stamp code before you go and buy one of these things, and make sure it will be able to be refilled. So look up the coding system, and you'll see it's stamped on the handle of the tank. And that way you'll be able to determine whether you get it refilled or not. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, we've been talking about propane tanks. We've been talking about central vacuuming systems. And on the propane tank, on the handle, you'll see two digits for the month and two more digits for the year. So, for example, if you see a 05, that would be the month. And if you see 11, that would be the year. Now, the tanks will be refillable for 12 years from the date of manufacture. And if, once inspected, it looks like they're still good, someone will stamp an E after the year. So it'll be a two-digit year. It could be like 12, for example. And then if there's an E on that, that would mean it's been extended for another 5 years. So that's it. That's it. They don't last forever because of the potential for rust and explosion and that kind of thing. So you're better off if you have a tank that is still refillable by date. You're better off having it refilled in terms of cost because you can get it refilled with 20 pounds of propane rather than get an exchange unit that only has 15 pounds of propane in it. And it'll cost you less to have your tank refilled. But, you know, try to keep your tanks in good condition. You know, don't leave them outside. All right, next thing. We've talked about this in the past, and I can't emphasize how important this is. If you have a well, somewhere on the well pump tank or on the well pump control box, there will be a label that says what that well pump is. You know, it'll have the brand name and the model. And I suggest that you consider, if it works well for you, get one just like that. Get the same brand name and the same model and have a spare well pump. Because if manufacturing continues to decline, we're going to find that the well pumps are, I'm talking about a submersible well pump, one where the well pump is in the bottom of the well, okay? You know, 80 feet down, 100 feet down. In ours, it's, you know, our well is, you know, closer to 300 feet. But if you have a well pump down there, it works really hard. And typically, they last around 15 years. Ours is 15 years old. I have a spare well pump. and I have a spare well pump tank, and I have spare well pump pipe and wire, and the connectors that you splice the wire with, that you know, you crimp it on, and it has these plastic shrinkable, heat shrinkable sleeves. And you put that over a really good wire connection, and that keeps the water from corroding the connection. Because some people, when they, here's how it works. Your well pump has, let's say, 2 feet of wire attached to it. And let's say it's 100 feet down the hole. So then you have roughly 100 feet of wire going down that hole, 10 gauge wire, heavy wire. And somehow that wire is spliced to the 2 feet of wire that comes with the well pump itself. So you splice on these three wires, and some people splice them on with wire nuts, which is beyond crazy. And the reason for that is it's sitting in water. So you have three dissimilar metals. You have the wire that comes from the well pump, the 2 feet of wire, which is probably typically copper wire that might be tinned. Then you have the wire nut, which is typically steel, that might be nickel or chromium plated or cadmium plated or nickel cadmium plated. And then you have the copper wire from the well, top of the well all the way down to the bottom. So you have three metals. They're all dissimilar. That means that the potential for corrosion is enormous. Then if you have wire nuts on there sitting in water, that connection is going to fail within a year. That means you're going to be pulling that well pump out again. So the only way to do it in my world would be to solder those wires, not use a wire nut, but use a ferrule, crimp it on, solder it, and then use the heat shrinkable tubing that would prevent a that would make a watertight connection. That's how I would do it. Some people just use those ferrules because they're cheap. They're like 20 cents a piece. Use three of those, crimp them on, and then use electrical tape to seal the connection. That's crazy. Because the water in the well will seep into the through the electrical tape and corrode those crimped on connections. And so you'll be pulling out the well pump, which is a half a day job for most people, just because of the use of those quick crimp on connectors. Okay? So I suggest you consider getting a spare well pump control box. And a well pump could cost you between $150 and $500, depending. You can buy them on eBay. I have. And a well pump control box would be about $100. That has the capacitor, and that sits inside somewhere, either in your well house or in your basement or wherever you have, in your garage, wherever your well controls are. And a well pump pressure tank. Now, most people wouldn't go as far as getting a well pump pressure tank. But if you do, get a big one. Because the bigger that well pump pressure tank is, the less the well pump is going to have to cycle, the longer it's going to last. And looks like we're about out of time. Another broadcast, if you want, I'll tell you how to pressurize that tank so that it has the right pressure. Because I've never seen anybody pressurize one to the right pressure. That'll take a little bit of discussion. We'll do that another time. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.